Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Very happy to be chatting with you this week as we are right in the middle of National Volunteer Week. Extension programs, as many of you know and maybe some of you don't know, would not be possible at the county, state, or national level without the amazing team of volunteers that work with us to help Extension programs off the ground and keep them running. Starting with our Extension Council members who are elected officials serving four-year terms to help us direct the finances and the programming priorities that happen in Extension at the county level, all the way to our volunteers through programs such as the 4-H and Master Gardener program that take the resources and education of ISU and get them out to the residents of Cass County and counties across the state. Our volunteers are the lifeblood and the backbone of Extension programming. Did you know that it takes almost 7,000 volunteers across the state of Iowa to keep the 4-H program going each year? And it is due to these folks who take time out of their busy lives to teach youth about the many things that 4-H has to offer. All of these volunteers are trained and also take their passion and turn it into knowledge and on-the-ground experience with our 4-H'ers, and we certainly thank them for that. Here in Cass County, we have over 75 volunteers working with our 4-H and youth programs every year, and we send a big thank you out to them during National Volunteer Week. Another program that we could not do in Cass County without our volunteers is the Master Gardener program. Since 1979, statewide, there have been over 10,000 Master Gardeners trained in the state of Iowa, taking the knowledge and resources of the ISU horticulture and gardening teams and bringing them to the residents of Iowa through educational and community betterment programs. We've trained over 100 Master Gardeners right here in Cass County, and over 40 of them remain active currently doing projects and programs in their communities to help keep our Master Gardener program strong and growing. Again, all of these volunteers volunteer for different reasons, but whatever the reason, we thank them for their dedication to volunteering. We thank them for their commitment to ISU Extension and Outreach programs, and we thank them for choosing Cass County to be the recipient of their time and talents during National Volunteer Week. If you see a volunteer this week, whether they are in an Extension program or are out and around in the community, stop and say thank you, because our community would not be the vibrant place it is without the many folks who volunteer their time and efforts. Also, information for those folks still looking and hoping to get a break of decent weather to get some things in the ground. Still getting lots and lots of great questions about what we can plant, how we can plant, and when we can plant. Question this time from the horticulture experts on campus. It is the time of the year to be thinking about planting many bush crops, including blueberries. Blueberries are a little bit tricky to grow in Iowa, but worth the effort, certainly if you can get them established. Of course, they are attractive shrubs with flowers in the spring, edible berries in the summer, which many of us enjoy, and the beautiful fall foliage. The added benefit of the food and the nutrition aspect of blueberries makes them certainly a desirable crop. However, they do have special growing requirements. Not only do blueberries need sunny location and well-drained soil like many of our plants, they also need to avoid wet, poorly drained sites as they are very susceptible to root rots, and most importantly, soil pH is a consideration that many folks often do not take into consideration when planting blueberries. Blueberries do require very acidic soils with a pH of 4 to 5.5. Many Iowa soils are well above this range, so soil pH must be lowered. You can do this by adding sphagnum peat moss to the soil at the planting time of the blueberries. You can also acidify soil through the addition of sulfur. However, this should be done a year in advance as it reacts very slowly to the soil and will take some time to change the pH of soil. Be sure you're using a gardening sulfur or elemental sulfur and not an aluminum sulfate, as this can be toxic to blueberry plants. For more information on how and when to plant blueberries, other than knowing that now is a great time to plant, especially those dormant bare root blueberries, but you've got a little bigger window if you want to plant potted or container-grown blueberries. All that information and more can be found on the ISU Extension website in their gardening section, or of course you're welcome to give us a call or stop by and pick up a copy of all of the information we have available on growing blueberries. You can, of course, stop by or give us a call for any questions that you have, or if you would like to celebrate National Volunteer Week by volunteering to work with our 4-H or Master Gardener programs, we would love to hear from you on that note as well. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.